This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Got our poll question, Seton? Did you put one up?
We did, Dan. Yeah, we have what should be the lead story today? The Nuggets advancing or LeBron possibly retiring? Right now, 81% of the audience say the Nuggets advancing.
Okay. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. He was there last night, game four, and he joins us probably on very little sleep, if any sleep at all. But, Chris, thanks for getting up with us. The lead story should be the Nuggets advancing or the possibility of LeBron James retiring.
You know, if you say anything but the Nuggets advancing, you've got a swath of middle America coming after you for the disrespect that's been shown the Nuggets. But when you have arguably the greatest player of all time dropping the most significant hints about his future, not including basketball, that has to be the main story. And, I was in... As you said, Dan, I was at the arena last night. I listened to Darvin Ham speak first. Then I went over to the Nuggets side to report out some stuff on them. But I was watching on my phone the LeBron availability. And from the very beginning, it had a very strange vibe to it because he was asked by multiple reporters about next season, what the roster needed. And a couple of times he just wouldn't delve deep into the future of this team, the future of himself. And then at the very end of that media availability, kind of unprompted, he says, I've got a lot to think about this offseason. So, this was LeBron wanting to put this out there, wanting to convey this message during this media availability. And look, what it means is certainly open to interpretation. This was probably the most draining season of LeBron James's career. When you factor in his age, when you factor in the mental toll it had to have taken on him early in the season to be going through all the stuff with Russell Westbrook and the dysfunction of the team. And then you have one of the only major injuries that LeBron suffered during his career. And then you have to factor in the minutes he's playing that just physically wears him down. So it could just be, Dan, that he was exhausted physically and said what he said because of that. Or, as we've often seen with LeBron, it could be a leverage play. It could be him, putting this into the universe to put pressure on the Lakers to do exactly what he wants them to do this offseason to make the team better, or else he'll walk away.
Yeah, but didn't we have this last year when he had a leverage play and he brought in Russell Westbrook? Now it's Kyrie Irving?
Maybe. I mean, look, one of the biggest surprises in recent memory for LeBron was that he signed that extension last summer. Like, there was no need for him to sign that extension. Like, a one-year extension was always going to be available to him. I understand the rationale. By signing that extension, he took the topic of him leaving in the offseason off the table. And that, in theory at the time, eliminated a potential distraction. But he didn't need to do it, and it was a surprise that he did it. He's always been about leverage, Dan, whether it was in Cleveland signing all those one-year deals, signing the short-term deal with the Lakers more recently. This could just be that. Like, you know, he's always been able to use his power to get what he wants out of an organization. You're right. It was Russell Westbrook a couple of years ago. That, you know, absolutely, you know, was a disaster. But if LeBron feels like he can't do it without a true, reliable second star, and look, we can debate the reliability of Kyrie Irving all day long, but if LeBron feels he can't do it without Kyrie Irving, you know, there's some value in putting it into the universe that he could walk away.
Yeah, there's nothing that's accidental with LeBron. It's all calculated. I just don't know what the angle is, but it certainly felt like, and there's frustration, but I think deep down knew they weren't going to win this series. So he was going to have this moment with the media and decided to, you know, drop that off for everybody. So he stays in the news for whatever reason, but he wants to play with his son. He's made that very public. I don't know if he could take a year off and then say, you know what, I'll be re-energized and wait for my son to get into the NBA.
I mean, he could. I mean, if he took a year off and just spent it hanging out on USC's campus watching Bronny play and then decided he wanted to come back in 24, 25, all 30 teams would line up to sign him. But look, at the end of the day, Dan, LeBron is one of the most competitive guys I've ever covered. And he's coming off a game that I thought was one of the great games that he's played in his career. He ran out of gas in the second half, but 31 points in the first half was remarkable. Yeah. You watch him in the fourth quarter. He's chasing Jamal Murray around screens. He's bodying up Nikola Jokic defensively. He took back-to-back charges in that fourth quarter against Nikola Jokic to give the Lakers a chance at the end of that game. No, he's not 25, 30-year-old version of LeBron James, but he's still top 10 in the NBA, top 15 in the NBA. And when he dials it up, he can get right back into that top five conversation. I just have a hard time seeing a player like LeBron with his mentality walking away when he's still able to play at the high level. That's why I think it's more likely either a reaction to just an exhausting mentally and physically season and a potential leverage play to push the Lakers to do what he wants.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. The best basketball player in the world is?
I mean, it's Jokic right now. It's a movable feast and a moving target, but you know, I don't hear too many of the pre-playoff critics that said Jokic couldn't get the job done in the postseason ringing that bell anymore. I mean, the guy at has eight triple doubles. Playoffs aren't even over. He has eight triple doubles. That's a record for the postseason. He's nowhere near as bad defensively as people have suggested. His rebounding on the defensive glass was instrumental in building that lead in the third quarter. Look at his numbers, 13 points, but 10 rebounds, eight of them on the defensive glass in that third quarter. He was just a giant in this series, and he's been a giant this postseason. And I've often had issue with people that have said, well, he doesn't get it done in the playoffs. Well, point to a year in the last 3 years where he's had a team that was built to win like this team is built to win. You know, 2020, bubble year, kind of weird, you know, didn't get the job done. Then Jamal Murray gets hurt before the 21 playoffs, is out all the 22 season. This is the first year of Nikola Jokic's career that he's had a team that you look at and say, that team should win something. That team should win a championship. Mm-hmm. And right now, what he's done this postseason, just powering through some really good teams and putting on his best performances in the biggest moments, I don't know how you can say anyone else, but Jokic is the best player.
Yeah, I didn't think he was the MVP. Joker gave me what I thought he would. I thought Jamal Murray was the MVP. I thought he was the difference there. And, I mean, I don't know if you agree, and maybe I'm not being fair to Joker, but he didn't surprise me with his greatness. Jamal Murray surprised me or reminded me of his greatness.
Look, Jamal Murray was kind of the breakout star of this series and has been maybe the breakout star of the postseason because you are reminded that Murray is is on this level. He's never been an all-star, but he's on this level. And you go back to the bubble year in 2020 when he had that great duel with Donovan Mitchell in the first round. He had some tremendous performances there. You're just reminded that he is a super high-level guy. Jokic, though, I mean, those shots, Dan, like where he's just pulling the ball behind his head and firing them up. Two times he did this in game four. He had LeBron draped all over him in the first half, and he made it. He had Anthony Davis draped all over him in the second half, and he made it. And look, that's four or five times he's made shots like that in this series. And, you know, listening to LeBron after the game, like he literally tipped his cap to Anthony Davis because of or to Nikola Jokic for what he did, you know, with those shots. I mean, he's remarkable, man. What he's able to do to offensively is second to none.
Your Celtics on the brink. What happens if they get swept tonight?
So I'm a little contrarian here on the idea that Joe Mazzulla will get scapegoated. For starters, I don't think it's entirely Joe Mazzulla's fault. I think he has been outcoached by Eric Spoelstra in this series. But at the same time, the Celtics all year long have touted their defensive strength. And the guys in their backcourt have believed that they are the best defensive wings in the league. Marcus Smart, former defensive player of the year. Derek White, second team all defense. Jaylen Brown, two-way player. And they can't defend Jimmy Butler one-on-one. Dad, I was in Boston for game two. And look, Jimmy admitted after the game, like the Heat offense isn't all that complicated. It's him taking the ball and deciding what he wants to do with it. They can't stop the point of attack. So when you have, you know, purportedly great defensive players that can't get stops, I don't know how you hang that all on the head coach. The second part of this is Joe Mazzulla is the closest thing that Brad Stevens has to a protege. You know, Brad Stevens hired him out of Fairmont State and put him on his staff. He retained him or made sure Ime Udoka retained him when Udoka took over as head coach. He elevated him, or before that, he kept him away from Utah, which wanted to hire him to be on Will Hardy's staff. And then he elevated him when the time came with Udoka going through what he went through. So Brad Stevens believes in Joe Mazzulla, and Brad Stevens is a pretty loyal guy. So I'm not convinced that Joe Mazzulla is going to be on the chopping block when this series is over. I think more likely, Dan, you see Joe Mazzulla have his bench staff strengthened. There's been a brain drain in Boston over the last year. Ime Udoka leaves, Joe Mazzulla elevated, but Joe Mazzulla's job isn't really replaced. Will Hardy leaves, his job isn't replaced. Damon Stoudemire leaves, his job isn't replaced. I mean, with due respect to the coaches the Celtics have there, and there are some very good ones, there isn't that former head coach on his staff. There isn't a depth of experience on the front of the bench of that staff. I think more likely you see Joe Mazzulla have Steven Silas added to his staff. Maybe Frank Vogel gets added to his staff. You see coaches with experience that are brought there to help him. Because I think all things considered, at 34 years old, Joe Mazzulla's done a pretty good damn good job this year. Taking over this team under the circumstances that he had, getting them to the conference finals. I'm not convinced Joe Mazzulla is going to be scapegoated for all this.
Well, somebody's got to take the blame on this. This is a team that's gone to the finals before. Everybody wants to, you know, crown Jason Tatum as a top five player, and then he disappears. Jaylen Brown, does he want his own team? Like this to me, and I've said this many times, they feel like the best team, the most talented team and the deepest team in the playoffs. But they might not even get to the NBA finals and might get swept. So somebody got to take the heat here. Oh, see what I did there?
I get it. I get it. That's nice.
Thank you.
Well played. I get it. I get it, Dan, that somebody, that there's a desire to blame somebody. But I don't think you take out the coach with the potential that Joe Mazzulla has. Like Joe Mazzulla.
Well, is Jaylen Brown going to be there?
They'll be there. Jaylen Brown's going to be, I think he'll be the highest paid player in the NBA next season, or this contract will make him the highest paid player in the NBA when he ultimately is able to sign. He's going to be there. Could they shake up the roster in other ways? Maybe. Could they look to trade someone like Marcus Smart? Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of things the Celtics could potentially do to shake things up. But I just don't think Joe Mazzulla, I don't think firing him is the answer and bringing in Mike Budenholzer, can you get in on Nick Nurse before it's too late? I don't know that that is necessarily the answer to the problems. I do think, Dan, that, look, we're going to look back years from now and wonder if it was absolutely necessary to fire Ime Udoka. Like, was it necessary to do that? Because the Celtics deemed his transgression so bad that he was effectively fired. He was suspended with no promise of a return, and eventually parted ways at midseason.
Why don't we know about what exactly happened here that the Nets backed away and then Houston, you know, hired him?
Well, it's different. The Nets backing away did not have as much to do with what Ime Udoka did as the circumstances at that time. Remember, they let go of Steve Nash. And that was right in the middle of when Kyrie was going bonkers. And the Nets made a decision that, you know, with all that going on, with the how polarizing Kyrie was in that moment, it wasn't the right call to bring in Ime Udoka, who would also bring some backlash with them. They made, I think, more of a PR move than a basketball coaching move. But the rest of the league, Dan, because this has been investigated by many teams over the last 8 to 12 months. The rest of the league, including the league office, where the NBA has no problem with Ime Udoka coming back to coach, the rest of the league had no problem with hiring Ime Udoka. So it's an open question, one I don't think we have an answer to, and maybe we'll never get an answer to, that why Ime Udoka did was so significant that the Celtics deemed it worthy to part ways with him, and was so insignificant that the Nets were on the precipice of hiring him, that the Rockets were the first team to hire him, why there was such a disconnect with how that went down.
Thank you, Chris, as always. We appreciate your time.
Is there an opposite, Dan, of a victory lap? Because I took one last week, and is it a walk of shame for the Lakers?
No, it's okay.
I
was with you.
Came up just short.
I was with you. I mean, I told you, I'm used to you being wrong. So it's not like, you know, I'm disappointed or surprised.
That's not very nice, Dan.
No, it's not. But you asked for it. You could have just said, thank you, Dan, and then I would have talked to you next time.
Glutton for punishment.
All right. That's Chris Mannix, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Welcome to Hour 2 on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Congratulations, Denver Nuggets. Sweep the Lakers. The Joker went for 30-14-13, and he put up historical numbers once again. It feels like every time he goes on the court, he's doing sort of what Shohei Ohtani does. It's like, yeah, he set another record there. Joker now has 8 triple-doubles in this postseason. That breaks the all-time record. You know, when you're breaking a record by Wilt Chamberlain, that is an impressive record. Wilt in 1967 had 7 triple-doubles. Now, he didn't play in as many games as the Joker did, but 8th triple-double of the playoffs. The Nuggets rally from 15 down at halftime. And in the last 50-plus years, only 4 players have averaged at least 27 points and 14 rebounds per game in the conference finals. 4 players. Joker is the 4th to do it. The other players, one did it 3 times, and the other 2 players did it once. Marvin, the other players who averaged at least 27 and 14.
Moses Malone?
Yes. 1981. Paul?
Lou Alcindor?
No. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I thought of him during the Bucks days. Was he Kareem during the Bucks days?
This was 1977.
Okay, yep, that's right.
1972, I think he had changed his name by then. And the other person is the always forgotten Tim Duncan.
Ooh.
Tim Duncan, 28-16 back in 2003.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. We're waiting for Michael Block, the star of the PGA Championship. He will join us from Fort Worth, Texas, coming up here momentarily. Celtics at the Heat. That'll be game 4 tonight. Is it the final game for the Celtics? And the Celtics are getting 1.5 in Miami. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Seton poll question for hour 2. And if you'll recap hour 1 for the audience.
Hour 1 we had up there. The lead story today should be the Nuggets advancing, LeBron possibly retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 83% of the audience say this story should be the Nuggets advancing.
It should be, but it's not going to be because it's LeBron James.
But I would still say I agree with Chris Mannix that the lead story should be one of the greatest players of all time hinting at retirement.
Yeah.
That should be the story.
Well, if you believe that he's hinting at retirement, I'd like to know the percentage of people who think he's actually considering retirement.
I don't think many people do think that. I think that people, maybe you give him the benefit of the doubt that he might be thinking about it, but he's not going to.
Yeah, I think it's calculated. Everything he does, calculated. And he could have said, hey, you know what, I'm going to take some time. We'll try to figure out what's going to happen, what's next for me. But I got another year left on my contract. He chose to put this out there. And I don't know if he was that emotional. I mean, listen to him after the loss.
I like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, getting to the finals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. And I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Okay. So it's sort of vague, but it's there. He's putting down some breadcrumbs. He's leaving the arena. Dave McMenamin of ESPN follows him out It's not on camera. It's just an exchange between the two. But Dave McMenamin is asking him, really, what are you saying here? And LeBron says, if I want to continue to play. And then Dave McMenamin says, as in next year, LeBron says, yeah. And then Dave McMenamin said, you would walk away, question mark? And then LeBron answers, I got to think about it. Okay. Got to think about it. Is it a leverage play? You got another year left. You want to walk away from $50 million? I know you're a billionaire, but do you want to walk away? Can you walk away? Do you still want to play with your son, as he's talked about? So we'll get into those topics here coming up, but Celtics Heat game four. He captivated the golf audience, even bigger than that. Michael Block, PGA professional, tied for 15th at the PGA Championship, and kind enough to join us this morning. Is this all set in yet, Mike?
You know, not even close, Dan. It's insane. It hasn't stopped. Had a good time with my friends and family right after the PGA Championship on Sunday night. And at 7:30 in the morning, I was back at Oak Hill doing some interviews and on a plane at noon. And just arrived last night, came in here, checked in. I'm sitting right now inside the Colonial card room in the men's lounge. And it's surreal and it's great. And I've got a lot of people coming up to me that I've looked up to and watched on TV a lot coming up and saying congrats. It's been a really cool experience, to say the least.
Okay, some of the people that you've met or congratulated or reached out, give us an idea.
Oh, boy. well, every single person that walks by me here on the tour, you know, is literally, and even cooler than that, to be honest, is me just now getting an omelet for breakfast, and a gentleman making me an omelet shook my hand and congratulated me. And then when I was registering, the four ladies at registration all wanted pictures with me. And when I was coming through the gate, even better so, the gentleman at the gate, as soon as I started driving by, they started yelling and screaming block party as I was driving away. So it's even more so really cool stuff like that. You know, one of my best friends is Albert Pujols, and he's reached out to me throughout the entire week. And being around guys like that, being around, you know, Patrick Cantlay, who I play a lot with, and Bo Hossler back in Orange County, California, they've all made me very comfortable being around this scenario and stuff like that. So it's been awesome. And honestly, I have so many texts and emails and DMs. It is beyond me. And I've missed and haven't been able to respond to so many people. And I apologize. And I promise I'll probably get back to you next week at some point.
Why do you think you connected with this gallery?
It's because I'm the guy that's usually sitting in the stands drinking an IPA, and somehow I'm in the NBA finals, and the coach says, you know what, he looks like a good basketball player. Come on in and play game seven for us, and then hit a three. That doesn't happen in any other sport outside of golf. You know, this is the only sport that I know of personally where a club professional, a guy that teaches golf, a guy that runs a golf course, can all of a sudden go play with the best players in the world in one of the biggest stages in the world.
You handled it so well until I think it really sunk in, and then you couldn't handle it the way you did. Like, you can laugh and joke and hi and everybody, and it's all of a sudden the tears start, and then you can't stop them. How surprised were you that that emotion was there and it finally came to the surface?
I'll tell you what, I haven't really been that emotional of a human being outside of watching Rudy. You know, when they put the jerseys down to have Rudy come in, I mean, I cried there. I never cried when I had my kids. I cried when I won the Club Professional National Championship in 2014. That was the first time my wife had seen me cry. And I haven't cried since then. And now I think I've cried about 1,000 times in the last week. So now I'm sitting there. I just watch videos now. I'm watching videos of things and people commenting about me or saying something nice about me. And tears start coming to my eyes again. I mean, it's crazy how emotional this has made me.
Where's the ball from the hole-in-one?
It's funny you said that. Today was the first time, you know, I was just unpacking my stuff at the house. And I reached in there, and I have the ball. I've got the glove. I've got my yardage book with the pin locations on it. And I'll tell you something funny, Dan. The craziest part is about all this, and you're kind of saying on the memorabilia part, I've had multiple offers for that 7-iron, in numbers that I can't even imagine, that are more than what I made the first year I was an assistant pro. Let's just say that, for that 7-iron that I used on a hole, 16.
Are you going to sell it?
Or 15.
Are you going to sell them?
I don't know. They're 12 years old. I need new irons. I literally have no grooves on my irons. My 9-iron, 8-iron, 7-iron are grooveless. I literally have to play in certain conditions where it's going to roll out more. It's not going to stick as much. So I've had the same set of irons forever. I've never had them regrouped once. And if you saw my irons, you wouldn't even believe it. I mean, they look like they're from the thrift store.
Well, you could sell the ball, or do you want to keep that?
I honestly, I haven't thought about it. You know, I definitely want to keep some stuff to really remember that circumstance and that what happened and being with Rory and Sunday and all this stuff. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't thought. They're just all sitting right next to my bed right now. Yeah, so I don't lose them.
Moving forward, does your rate go up as a teaching pro?
No, I've never. I've been told that should have been charging a lot more for a long, long time. And I honestly don't believe in the fact that I should be charging more than $150 for a golf lesson. I don't care if it's the best golf lesson of your life. I think $150 is a really fair price. And I don't plan on doing that whatsoever.
And you get to play with Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy. And can you keep it light? Do they keep it light? You're playing in the PGA Championship, but still, these guys have ideas of winning the thing.
So I didn't look at Justin really outside of meeting him. I would stare at his shoes just so I didn't think. I remember the first hole, I was just looking at his shoes when he teed off because I didn't want to have that thought like, holy crap, I'm teeing off right now with Justin Rose, because I've watched him my whole life. I watched him at that 3-wood behind 18 at Marion to win the Open. And then when Rory hit, I'm just like, I'm not even going to watch this ball flight because I didn't want to even see it. So if you watch me when I'm on the first tee with Rory on Sunday, I turn around. I'm not even watching this. I only probably watched maybe 4 shots that he hit, because he's such an intimidating human being as far as how he hits the golf ball.
If you're picking the actor to play you in the Michael Block movie.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
But he might be a little older than I am for that, but at this point, I have no idea. I'll do it.
Hey, you played the role quite well this past weekend, and have fun in Fort Worth. And will life be normal when you go back home?
Oh no. It's going to be insane. It will calm down, a month from now or whatever it might be. But I can't wait to go back and obviously see my boys and see my friends back there that didn't make it. My assistant pros in the shop who have been covering my butt as I've been, living this dream. they're there answering phone calls from all these people and still working their jobs, still, making sure that payroll's done, still making sure that everyone's getting paid back at the club. And so I haven't had that opportunity. And this is a shout out to everyone back at Arroyo, Tribuco, and Mission Viejo that thanks for doing what you're doing.
Any thoughts on being in the media?
I've gotten some calls on that too. It's never been a thought in my life. Dan, I have no idea. If it happens someday, great. Because I know I'm not gonna be able to play golf my entire life. So yeah, maybe we'll see. I hope so. Who knows?
Well, congrats, and have fun this week as well. And thanks for the entertainment.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you having me on.
That's Michael Block, PGA professional. The rates aren't going up. Tied for 15th at the PGA Championship. Yeah, I could see Golf Channel reaching out, bringing him in. He's not a character like Faraday, but he is a character. And to have that personality, and plus he speaks from experience. I think he's in his mid-40s, so he's been playing a lot of golf and high-level golf. It's not like they just got some guy who's, like a 9 handicap and he walked out there. He's played in big events. He's performed well. It was just his personality, the fact that you found out he was a PGA professional. He gives lessons. He's one of us. He's talking about drinking beer. And the crowd, they just sort of enveloped him. It was like, hey, we're rooting for you. And hard not to root for. Yeah, Paul.
It's got to be really weird. Like you said, he is successful. He's made money on the tour before. He's not, broke, But to get fame later in your career, when you never expect to be famous, what is he in his 40s?
Yeah.
46. 46 years old. You think, okay, I've got a nice life. I'm in Mission Viejo playing golf, getting paid. But now people at the breakfast bar are recognizing me.
I know.
It's got to be a whole new world.
Yeah. And that's why sometimes you get these stories that cross over from sports to just being a story when you're trending. And that's certainly what happened this past weekend. All right. Take a break. Reggie Miller will join us coming up next hour. We'll talk more about the basketball situation, game four tonight, Celtics and the Heat. If the Celtics lose or when they lose, what kind of changes, if any? And certainly the Lakers situation with LeBron. Is this a leverage play? It just felt like that. There was a message, and then there was another message attached to it. Does he want Kyrie Irving, who happened to be in the building last night? We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics and the Heat, 8:30 Eastern on TNT. The Heat favored by 1.5. Reggie Miller will be on the call with Kevin Harlan coming up tonight. Reg joins us on the program. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Your takeaway from the Lakers and the Nuggets is what?
I think people all season long, especially in these postseason playoffs, have underestimated how good Denver was. We wanted to find those other shiny objects like Phoenix, like the Lakers, like Golden State. and the prettiest girl was always standing right in front of us the whole time, and that's Denver. I think Jokic proved why he was a back-to-back MVP. And I think Jamal Murray showed that his bubble performances in Orlando a couple of years ago weren't a fluke. And hopefully there are young players out there that are suffering or have had setbacks like Jamal Murray had with, you know, the ACL tear, and shows that you can come back from those type of events and still play at a very high level. Well coached. They're deeper than most teams. Again, we weren't expecting this, but they've been there all along, Theodore.
Well, maybe we weren't expecting it. I don't know if people were hoping for it. So it's almost like you have to begrudgingly say, Denver's a better team. And the Joker's the best player in the game right now, at least playing at a, you know, this kind of level there. But it's still the Lakers, and the Lakers will always get attention, win or lose. And then LeBron gave us that nugget at the end of the game where he's like, I got to think about this. I don't know about coming back. What is he saying there, Reg?
Well, first of all, I think it's unfortunate because we should be, and I know we started off talking about Denver. It takes away from their shine because that's all the talk in that series. And after game four was, LeBron may retire, which he is not. He was an assist away from a triple-double. He is owed 45 next season and 50 the following year. He's not walking away from that. But here's the talk. And I get it, the greatest player of his generation, but he's not going anywhere, people. So relax. Do they have to make roster moves? Obviously, it's the Lakers. They always do. They made a major one during All-Star weekend that got them to this place in the conference finals. But he's not going anywhere, Theodore, in my opinion.
But there's something attached to this, Reg. Right?
I think the emotions of being swept. And he came out and said, this is the best team I've faced while in a Laker uniform.
Yeah.
Okay? These are emotions coming up. It's difficult. When you are part of a Final Four situation, you are one step away. And this is a guy in LeBron James who's been to the finals, what, 10, 11 times? And he's part of the Final Four. You're one of four teams getting ready to play for the ultimate prize. And they had an unbelievable comeback in game one, but came up short, led most of the game in game two until Jamal Murray got hot. You had two chances to capture home court advantage. You lose both of them, and then Denver just put it on them in game three, and you had a chance to win game four. But again, up 15, LeBron has 30 in the first half, but they just didn't have enough. Yeah. Those are emotions surfacing, and that's when you hear, I got to think about things, and then now Twitter goes crazy. Oh, my goodness, LeBron is retiring. He's not retiring. He's just pondering. How about that? He's pondering moving forward. He's not thinking about retirement. He's just pondering his basketball career.
But if you're thinking about retiring, then retire. That's the saying.
But he's not going to retire.
Okay, but that's why I'm thinking there's more. I understand in the moment, we just got swept. People are going to attach this to my legacy that Michael never got swept. I mean, he knows what's happening here.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Michael did get swept by Boston twice.
Oh, but that was they played a five-game series, and they lost those three games.
No, he's never been swept in a best-of-seven series, but the great Larry Bird was swept in a best of seven against the Bucks.
I know, but nobody brings those things up.
Right. Magic Johnson, it happened twice in a best of seven series in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
In the NBA Finals, Magic was swept twice. So stop saying, oh my goodness, LeBron, he got swept. It happens to the greatest of great.
Okay. Do you think LeBron wants Kyrie to play for the Lakers?
Well, of course. I'm sure he does.
Do you think Kyrie will play for the Lakers next season?
I do not.
Because?
I think Mark Cuban is going to go to Kyrie with a huge suitcase and open it up, and he's going to say, where do I sign? I just think there might have been an under-the-table handshake between Cuban and management and Kyrie's team.
Do you think that is a smart move for the Mavericks?
Well, they got to try to do something to keep Luka happy, because Luka could be walking out the door as well in a couple of years.
But they should have done nothing before and not traded those players away. It felt like they had complimentary players for Luka.
They did.
And I thought it made them a better team because they knew their roles.
Well, certainly defensively it made them better. Case in point, why they were in the conference finals last season versus Golden State, and what they did against Phoenix and, you know, drubbing them in game seven on the road. But Kyrie is one of those players you can't take your eyes off. The problem is both of them don't play any defense, and those complimentary players, can they find some of those to surround them with?
We're talking to Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call tonight, 8:30 Eastern on TNT. Who gets the blame in Boston?
I think there's enough of it to go around. Here, I'm going to applaud Coach Mazzulla. He fell on the sword in his post-game presser. You saw that. I didn't have my team ready to play.
But what does that mean, Reg?
Exactly. And here's the thing. When I saw that, and I'm looking at that, that is not your job to get Reggie Miller ready to play. That's my job. I've got to get myself ready to play. Players need to start looking themselves in the mirror. I applaud Coach for falling on the sword, for taking the brunt of it. He's 34 years old. He's probably trying to gain some friction in that locker room, right? Trying to get these guys to, you know, buy in. I'll take the hit for this. But these dudes need to look in the mirror, Theodore. Brown, Tatum, and I love Jason Tatum. These dudes, you look at the numbers. As a team, they're shooting 29% from three. Jalen Brown's 2 of 20 from three. Look in the mirror, gentlemen. Look in the mirror.
But I don't know how you disappear the way Jason Tatum does sometimes. Like, he's there and he's unbelievable. And then there are times when you go, hey, he didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't understand how his mind works.
But also, too, I'm going to give credit to Miami and Miami's defense. They are changing a lot of things. They're going from zone, boxing ones, man, they're dropping on him, they're going under. They're showing him a lot of coverage. Okay. And let's not forget, he's 25.
Yeah.
So as great as he's been up to this point, fourth in MVP voting, he's still a young player. And, yes, he can give you numbers, but at other times, you know, he goes south. But I believe that the Celtics, though, look, it can't get any worse than it was in game three, right? They can't play anything. So I feel they're going to give better effort. I just think the Heat are just on another level right now. And after witnessing what Denver did last night, they kind of want to be on same footing with them going into the NBA Finals. I think it's a better game tonight, better effort by Boston. I just think Miami is just so locked in right now.
Who does Jimmy Butler remind you of?
He kind of reminds me of that black cat a little bit. He has that attitude.
He reminds me of you.
Me?
Yes, because regular season, he'll get you 19 a game. Postseason, he just kind of cranks it up a notch, has another level.
In terms of that, yes. Look, I just looked at the season in the big picture. There were certain games during the regular season, maybe 10 or so, that you get up for that are big. But in whole, you just want to be playing well, build chemistry. Numbers really didn't matter for me. But postseason, give me the ball and let's go to work. And I always try to build up my fitness towards the second half of the year. And I think the Heat culture is somewhat like that, but Jimmy is like that. Jimmy, it's all about performing when the lights in the stage is the brightest and the biggest. And these, it's, to me, it's his supporting cast. These dudes would die. They would run through brick wall for him. And that's what I, it's love. I love seeing the supporting cast thrive off of what Jimmy Butler and how he sets them up and how they support him. It's just a great, you see that a little bit with Denver too. You know, Brown, Aaron Gordon, KCP, the way they play off of Jokic and Murray, they understand their roles. We know what we're here to do. You guys get us there. We'll do our little bit. But when it's time to win a ball game, Jokic, Murray, do it for us. Jimmy Butler, bam, do it for us.
Tyler Hero, is he available for the NBA Finals? Do you know any update yet?
I know the cast is off. He has not been shooting at all. Spoelstra said he's shooting a lot of left-hand free throws. He's still conditioning because obviously it's just the hand. If they get there, I wouldn't be surprised if he can play spot minutes. But to me, I think that would kind of mess up their chemistry. They are so locked in with this rotation now. The question tonight will be the availability of Kevin Love. He only played 5 minutes. He went out with that ankle or calf injury. Is he fine to play tonight? Can he play his normal minutes? Because they're down bodies, Hero, Oladipo. And right now they're in a good 9-man rotation. If you take Love out the rotation tonight or for some reason, there's not enough serviceable bodies for Eric Spoelstra. Caleb Martin, I mean, these undrafted players are just playing out of their minds right now. Out of their minds.
How dangerous is Miami as a city for an NBA player?
Well, I'm sure it's won a lot of games for them, right?
Did you ever suffer from
South
the Miami?
South Beach is undefeated.
Did you ever
have control?
The Miami flu? Did you ever have that, Reg?
Once I think maybe I had that, but I was injured coming to. I'll tell you when it was. It was the return of Michael Jordan. That game, I'm back. His first game back in Indiana. When we beat them, by the way. And I got hurt down the stretch of that game. But we had, it was a back-to-back for us. And the next game was in Florida. And I said it was the injury that occurred in that Chicago game. But South Beach won.
we brought this up. Whose career would you want to have? But Marv, do you remember what it was? Andre Iguodala? And who was
Christian Laettner or Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, Carmelo Anthony or Andre Iguodala's career.
Wow.
Finals MVP, couple of titles, not an all-star, maybe a one-time all-star. Melo's got a lot of points.
Okay, now remember, Hall of Fame includes college. So Carmelo, championship at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Top 10 scorer of all time.
Yeah.
10 plus all-stars. I believe 3 or 4 gold medals.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. 4 gold medals. Okay.
4 gold medals.
All right.
I'm rolling with Carmelo.
Carmelo or Christian Laettner?
Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. All right. A little bit of a pause there.
Well, Laettner won 2 at Duke, right?
Yeah. Went to 4 Final Fours.
Gold medal, the original Dream Team.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Was good in the pros. Not great, but just good, right?
He played a long time.
Is he? He's not in the Hall yet.
No.
Is he?
No.
I would think he should be in the Hall, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He's going in for his college career.
No.
He
should go in. Don't you think he should go in the NBA Hall of Fame?
Well, no, it's the college. It's the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Certainly he's in the college Hall of Fame, but don't you think he needs to be in the Naismith Hall of Fame?
That's the only one. Yeah, yes, of course. There might be a college basketball Hall of Fame, but nobody talks about that. It's the basketball Hall of Fame.
But he's been out of the game for a while. The question is, why hasn't he been up for induction?
I don't know. I was wondering that. That you would think he's probably one of the 5 greatest college basketball players of all time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kareem, Walton.
Yeah.
Elvin Hayes? Would you put Elvin Hayes as one of the greatest?
No.
Okay.
How about Patrick Ewing?
Yes, Patrick Ewing. Do you put MJ in there?
Well, remember when ESPN had their experts rank the college basketball player of all time last 50 years, and they voted Michael Jordan, which I was disappointed, embarrassed for some people to say that they thought Mike was – Worthy was the best player on that team at that time.
Yes, that's true. So, that is true. Worthy was.
Mike
on
was,
that team.
Yeah.
On Mike, that team, did Worthy have a better career than MJ at North Carolina? Because they both left after their junior year, right? Because Worthy went to the pros after that championship versus Georgetown, right?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty close.
It's close in terms of their who was the greater Tar Heel between Worthy. Okay, so if it's that close, then I think you would have to put Jordan as one of the top 5 to 10 greatest college players.
No.
No?
No. No.
Well, who else are you putting on there?
Well, I'd have to figure that out.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Whose college career would you rather have? Michael Jordan or Tyler Hansbrough? College career.
I don't know if Hansbrough has a title. I think he does. So I'm going to say Tyler Hansbrough's college career. Now, he was at North Carolina, I think, 7 years, so. but Hansbrough is the all-time leading scorer in ACC history.
Yeah.
And you got a title. So if I just do the college, Mike had the shot to win a title. That's big. But Keith Smart had a shot to win a title, too. Indiana.
Hansbrough does have a title at Carolina?
I think so. Marv, does Hansbrough have a title?
2009, yes.
Yeah, 2009, yeah. Okay, so who would you take?
So you're saying you're taking Hansbrough over MJ.
In college.
Man, what are you sweating your mug down there? What is in that mug?
You're still afraid. You're still afraid of Jordan. You're still afraid.
What is in your mug?
He's not in your room. He's not going to get. He already doesn't like it. Mike doesn't like you anyway. So you know Tyler Hansbrough had a better college career than Michael Jordan.
So if that's the case, then Christian Laettner had a better college career than Michael Jordan, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not quite rolling with that.
Christian Laettner was a better college player than Michael Jordan. Free your mind. The rest will follow.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till after the show when you guys post all your clips, because that's when you get, when we get to hear from the real people.
Oh, yeah.
These comments.
Oh, I know. I know Mike's the greatest player of all time, but if I look at if I just said this career versus this career and I didn't attach any names, you would go, well, that guy's the all-time leading scorer in ACC history. He won a title. That guy, great player, second best player on his team for a little while and hit one of the biggest shots.
Mike left after his junior year, right?
Yeah.
He stayed 2 more years after the shot, his freshman year, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And Hansbrough was there 12 years. Like
he
said,
was.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about we give Tyler Hansbrough his flowers for a change, Reg?
I'm giving him who came up with the question? I'm giving him his flowers on the show, right?
Yeah, but you just yelled at me.
I am putting him in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
You just wanted to know what I was drinking or smoking.
It's very valid. Very valid.
It's medicinal.
Okay.
It's medicinal. You get a chance to put in Al Horford, future Hall of Famer, that'll be okay. Better career. Al Horford.
Two titles at Florida.
Christian Laettner.
Christian Laettner.
Okay. Tyler Hansbrough, Al Horford.
See, now here we go. That's very close. Now that to me is very close.
Better career, Tyler Hansbrough. in college or you?
Well, he has the championship.
He's got the chip.
He's got the chip.
Yeah.
But if you took away the chip, I'd take my numbers, my 4 years versus his 4 years any day. If you take away the chip.
Okay, but we can't.
You can't.
We can't.
So Tyler Hansborough.
Yes, yeah. Paulie.
I have Reggie's college numbers. Junior year, 26 a game. Senior year, 23 a game.
Yeah.
And in his junior year, there was no three-point line. Is that right, Reg?
That's right. It didn't come until my senior year. So imagine if I would have had a three-point line my junior year. I would have averaged 35 a game.
You would average 27 a game. They wouldn't have they wouldn't have let you shoot that.
Abdul Rahman, better known as Walt Hazard, would have let it fly, baby.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you, Theodore Dennis. Love y'all.
Reggie Miller, be on the call. Game 4, Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics Heat. That's 8:30 Eastern on TNT.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.